Jingjing Luo, L-U-O, is new to Into the Light, a happy new discovery for me, although she has a thriving career and is doubtless well known to many. We'll be hearing an early work of hers, one not even listed on her website. You'll hear a dramatic spirit and a wealth of ideas that have no doubt been playing out ever since. Born in Beijing in 1953, Jingjing is the daughter of one of China's most prominent composers, artists, and ethnomusicologists. She was trained as a pianist at the age of 4 and played accordion and piano professionally with the symphony orchestra in Canton for over 6 years before entering the Shanghai Conservatory. She performed before the formal Chinese Prime Minister Zhou Enlai and other foreign prime ministers from all over the world at the age of 12. But after her father's death at 40, during the Cultural Revolution, she was forced to work in a physical labor camp in the middle of the Gobi Desert until the age of 16, when she walked out of the desert on foot one moonlit night. Following her escape, she became a nurse aide and at the age of 18 entered the nursing school at an army hospital in the south of China. A year later, again at the hand of the government, she was sent to study music at the Conservatory of Music in Shanghai, where she majored in piano performance and composition. She was chosen as the Rockefeller Fellowship recipient and came to the United States in her late 20s and was quickly identified as part of the first generation of mainland Chinese avant-garde composers, along with Tan Dun, in the early 1980s. In 1982, the foundation chose her as the visiting scholar for a one-year fellowship to study at Columbia University and the Juilliard School. Since then, she has been the winner of numerous important awards, grants, and prizes for composition, and has made her mark both as a composer and performer. She received her master's degree from New England Conservatory of Music and her PhD from the State University of New York at Stony Brook. She has been visiting professor at several institutions. In addition to composing, Luo is also a successful Chinese calligrapher and painter in ink brush. Her artworks have been exhibited in Corbin Art Gallery in Ashland, Ohio, Ginkgo Art Gallery, and Fava Art Gallery, as well as many private homes all over the country. Her work has also been selected for the 2005 Ohio All Media Arts Competition. She has many examples of her art on her website, and I recommend it. It's just beautiful stuff. Go there. We're going to hear the Piano Concerto of 1981, which was revised 2 years later. It is the piece that won the second prize in a China National Symphonic Composition Competition, bringing her to the attention of the Rockefeller Foundation and the Asian Cultural Council in New York. For the most part, Chinese music of the 20th century, particularly since 1949, had been searching for a national identity. Music was composed in conformity with social and political ideas, if it had any hope of being performed in China. Jingjing Luo's Piano Concerto represents an attempt by a younger composer to suggest a more international, contemporary approach. Echoes of early Prokofiev are there, as well as familiar romantic elements and folk elements as well. This represented a new trend in China. Also unusual for Chinese music is the lack of programmatic meaning in the piece. In this performance, Wu Ying is the pianist, with the orchestra of the Central Opera, Beijing, Zheng Xiaoying, conductor.